Reisman, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel Reisman, 1904 to 1979, was a Polish accountant who was deported from the Warsaw Ghetto to the Treblinka camp in late September 1942, or maybe in August of that year, according to his testimony at the Nuremberg International Military Tribunal, IMT, Volume 8, page 325. He managed to escape from that camp on the 2nd of August 1943 during the inmate uprising, hence he was in the camp for over 10 months. A year later, Reisman wrote a 16-page report about the camp, and in September 1944, he was questioned by a Soviet, and on the 9th of October 1945 by a Polish investigator. He testified briefly during the IMT in late February 1946. Also in 1946, he composed another essay, and he furthermore gave a recorded interview in 1950, neither of which contain any particulars about the claimed murder facilities, other than that they were gas chambers. He did not appear during any of the later trials, where the Treblinka camp was the focus of attention. Here are some of the more peculiar claims made by Reisman. As he himself asserted at one point, his knowledge is to a large degree based on stories heard from a man, who himself was reporting things from hearsay. Evidently, 10 months' presence in the camp offered him no opportunity to discover anything firsthand. Hence, we are dealing here with a typical Chinese whisper chain of rumors. Initially, victims were killed by pumping out the air from the chambers. Creating a vacuum in a brick and mortar building is technically impossible, the external pressure would crush the walls, hence this most certainly was not done. Later, the victims were killed with chlorine gas and Zyklon B. Engine exhaust gases, the orthodoxy's current paradigm, were never mentioned by Reisman. People were at times burned alive on pyres, so that, quote, desperate lamentation sounded from the fire, unquote. Cremation had already begun when he arrived, August or September 1942, although the orthodoxy insists on March 1943 as the starting point of open-air incinerations. During his Polish interrogation, he asserted that, during the year he was at the camp, 25,000 Jewish slave laborers died or were murdered, which is an absurdly high figure, meaning that the entire staff of some 800 slave laborers had to be replaced on average almost every 10 days. Reisman asserted that Heinrich Himmler visited the Treblinka camp in February 1943 for an inspection. However, there is no evidence suggesting that Himmler ever visited Treblinka. At the Nuremberg trial, he asserted that on average, quote, 10 to 12,000 persons daily, unquote, were killed at Treblinka, which would amount to 3.65 million within the year of his presence. However, in his 1946 essay, and similar in his Soviet interview, he increased that to 25,000 persons per day, or an astonishing 9.1 million in a year. The protocol of his Soviet interview has a detailed list of victims that he claims the camp resistance recorded. Hence, this should be first-hand material, not hearsay rumor-mongering. However, these numbers result in a total death toll of 2,775,000. Compare all this to today's orthodox figure of some 800,000 victims. According to his IMT testimony, cutting the women's hair before gassing lasted only 5 minutes. That would have worked only if there had been as many barbers with shears as there were women to be processed. During the IMT, he also claimed that the Germans planned to increase the number of gas chambers at Treblinka to 25, in order to exterminate other nationalities. Reisman's various testimonies are characterized by their lack of details, which is prudent, considering that he was reporting only from double hearsay. Wherever he conveys details, he is pitifully wrong, even if we take the orthodox narrative as the yardstick. For details, see Matonio Graf 2023, pages 67-69, 96, 141, Matonio 2021e, pages 139-141, 151-154.